WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott with the latest on the coronavirus crisis in New Jersey. State health officials predict the peak of critical cases entering New Jersey's hospitals could happen in the next few days, but that does not mean things will return to normal on many fronts in the near future. State projections have more than 14,000 needing hospitalization from COVID-19 as early as next week, with over 2,000 of them critical. After that, it depends. Hundreds are already being discharged, but the health crisis may not truly be over until there is a vaccine, and restrictions, they might not be lifted until June. Far more devastating than the coronavirus is the deep impact to the economy, and long after a vaccine is found, families and whole segments of our economy will bear permanent scars. Only six states have seen more people file for unemployment than New Jersey over the last 3 weeks.
Rutgers Camden business professor Dinesh Iyer says businesses need to get innovative to survive the next few months, not wait for the economy to rebound.
Waiting is never a good strategy. I think companies need to move. Take, for example, right today I was just reading a report that Panera was trying to sell groceries.
That's easier for some businesses than others. He says manufacturers need to seek out help such as forgivable payroll protection program loans because it's too expensive to lay off, hire, and retrain their technically skilled workforce.
Those kinds of things are tough to do when the economy is like this.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News time. 9:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
The wind will continue to be our big weather story today with 40-plus mile-an-hour wind gusts expected throughout the daytime hours. You'll see some sun and some clouds, maybe a few showers out there. High temperatures today only reach about 50 degrees. It'll be breezy and cold tonight. Not a good combination. Low temperatures 30 to 35. The wind chiller feels like temperature could dip into the 20s overnight. Tomorrow will be bright and sunny, dry and still breezy with highs in the mid-50s. We'll warm into the mid-60s. 60s with calmer winds Sunday, increasing clouds, and a chance of rain developing late Sunday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow in the Town Square Weather Network on New Jersey 101.5.
Carteret 43, Lindenwald 42, Lakehurst 43. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent right to your smartphone. The download is free from New Jersey 101.5.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.